that fear the Lord that rules the sky, and fear his holy name that sits on high. Do but observe these lines that I have penned, I hope 'twill be a means your lives to mend. You see that charity is fled and gone, and love and unity is left alone. Whereas plain dealing used to bear the sway, deceit and cozening hath got the day. Oh, is it not a grievous sight to see the son against the father for to be, the daughter cursed and bear her mother dear, to bring her up she always took great care. This is the cause this land is punished sore, and still I doubt it will be more and more. The Lord his judgments he doth on us send, because we don't our wicked lives to mend. This is the cause this land is punished sore, and still I doubt it will be more and more. The Lord his judgments he doth on us send, because we don't our wicked lives amend. Do you not see in town and city too how men and women's hearts are full of woe? Sore sick, dear friends, oh, this is all their cry, praying to God to ease their misery. The burning fever and pain in the head is chief, and griping in the belly is all their grief. No easement can be had for it, no cure, but still, poor souls, the same they must endure. Therefore, good people, all both night and day, unto the Lord on our knees let us pray, that he would be pleased to ease their pain, and grant them to their former health again. Oh, England, England, whither wilt thou hie? Thy sins to God for vengeance they do cry. Thy pride and whoredom thou seek to maintain, and the true word of God dost still refrain. O silly soul, where will thy pride become, when as grim death appears to strike thee home? Then thy rich jewels and thy brave attire will be but fuel for eternal fire. Then thou wilt curse the pride that did the wrong, and wish thou'st died when thou hadst been young. But call too late, and vain be sure 'twill be to call for help to ease thy misery. When thou dost on thy bed of languish lie, against thee then thy conscience it will cry, and witness all the sins thou hast commit, make thee appear for heaven much unfit. Then from thy gold and silver thou must part, though thou dost leave it with a heavy heart. But when death comes, thou must not put him by, nothing so sure that one day thou must die. Children, see your parents do obey, so heaven will protect you night and day. Servants, be just to those your masters be, then God will surely bless you, you shall see. It grieves my heart and soul to see how young children to cursing given be. Those that can scarcely yet speak one word plain, yet they can take the name of God in vain. But are you that are mothers meek and mild? Do not you spare the rod to spoil the child. Apply the twigs before they stubborn stand, lest at last you can't bend them with your hand. Uphold not children, neighbors, for too wrong, but look unto their ways in hand and tongue. Let him be first a liar, he'll turn thief, then thou'lt repent when there is no relief. Then, silly soul, why wilt thou not amend, knowing that all things once will have an end? All worldly pleasure, art but vanity, none knows but that tomorrow we must die. The glutton shall with hunger pine away, drunkards the more they thirst, the more they may. Swearers and those that do delight therein, me sure in heaven shall never favor win. The usurer and those that grind the poor are like to have a judgment very sore. He that does seek the widow's overthrow will one day repent that ever he did so. But he that relieves the widow and fatherless at the year's end will never have the less. What thou dost give unto the blind or lame, the Lord he will restore to thee again. Suppose that thou hadst thousands lying by, and thou wast sick and full of misery. Wouldst thou not give it all some ease to have? But mine ament is not gold thy life can save. And some so proud and lofty they are grown, that a poor man in heart they scorn to own, because their riches that will fade away, and both their beds must be a clod of clay. These things, my friends, see that you do observe, and from the word of God be sure don't swerve, for fear you should repent when 'tis too late, then you shall ask God mercy at his gate. Thus, Christian friends, you hear in everything the difference between a wicked and good thing.